going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, look, Walker Buehler had a tough outing, but at least Rafi Devers went 2 for 5 with a ribeye, so the Sox... Oh, wait a minute. That's right. He debuted for the San Francisco Giants last night at Oracle Park, going 2 for 5 with joy in his heart, a smile on his face, and a ribeye in his pocket as the Boston Red Sox completely no-showed last night, absolutely getting their baseballs handed to them last night at T-Mobile in Seattle. 8-0, wasn't even that close. And once again, boys, the story of the night was, yes, the departure of Devers and all the drama and dysfunction therein. And, of course, Walker Buehler once again. For the third time in 4 starts, Ted Johnson, Walker Buehler gave up 5 runs or more, getting touched up, banged up, knocked all over the ballpark. Sox lose 8-0. Definitely not how we saw it being drawn up to continue the win streak and try to get the good vibes rolling again in Red Sox Nation following all the drama this weekend surrounding the Rafael Devers trade.
Yeah, no doubt, Fitzy. It was disappointing. You were kind of hoping to kind of build this momentum a little bit. A 6-game win streak in the middle of what is just, you know, all this news that's coming out that a lot of us didn't know all the details. We knew things were bad behind the scenes, but maybe not how bad. And so more and more stuff is getting leaked. To me, this is a kind of a fascinating story because it just feels like all the different layers that they have there with the Red Sox, with the front office, with Sam Kennedy, Breslow, Cora, that they all just look at things a little bit differently, and it just feels as if this team might go off the rails. But heck, they had the longest winning streak they've had all year with that 6-game win streak. And then just last night was a killer. It's something we've seen. It was so, I mean, when I saw Buehler give up, you know, walk those two guys, you know, in the second and load the bases, it was like, oh no, here we go again. And sure enough, he gets lit up for, you know, a grand salami there, and they go down, you know, really quick early in the game. And we know that's a recipe for disaster for this team. They just can't. Their pitching's got to be on point, and it wasn't last night. And so just interesting times, I'd say, for Red Sox players, Red Sox fans right now, what to make of this team. It's kind of hard to have a clear focus and feel for what lies ahead for this team the rest of the year, considering all the things that's going on right now.
You know, it does feel, following a 6-game win streak, curiously enough, like just it's not just the one game, the grand slam, another bad Buehler outing, or an 8-0 loss that tells you that the season could ever so delicately be in the balance. 38-37 on the season, which means now, Dan Ball, that your Boston Red Sox need to go 54-33 if they want to reach the 92 win plateau and hopefully make the postseason as well. Let's set the table also for everyone. Hey, good afternoon. Hello, how are you? This is WEEI Afternoons with your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Ted Johnson and Dan Ball. Producer Stanley Bruno, a.k.a. Stiz Grimy, behind the glass. We're with you till 3:10 p.m., at which point we throw it to the almighty and powerful Joe Weil for the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. First pitch, 4:10 p.m. from the Pacific Northwest, and it's a big one today, boys. Sox need this one. They need the rubber match, and they need the big pig to show up and do big pig things today. It's Garrett Crochet against Luis Castillo. Oh, what an interesting web we weave. You know the socials at WEEI Afternoons. And, of course, you know the number for texting and to call in anytime. That is 617-779-7937. I know we talked a little bit about it. Of the many, many different articles that have come out, of the many different voices that we've heard from Ted and Dan regarding the Red Sox, the Rafael Devers trade, where things went, how things went down the way they did, where all the dysfunction began. We've heard, you know, we talked to Alex Cora at length yesterday. Great interview. If you want to listen to that one, subscribe to the pod, or of course, use the Odyssey app as well. They've known about this for a long time as well. But these new details that are emerging in some of these, I won't say hit pieces, rather exposés about just how dysfunctional and just what a mess the Red Sox front office is these days, and how they conduct themselves and what their practices are behind the scenes. Ted, it's borderline comical at this point. Especially this June Lee piece from Yahoo talking about not only just the details behind the trade, but the quote-unquote hiring practices of the Red Sox and the fact that people have interviews conducted via AI. To me, mind-blowing. You want to talk about showing just how clinical, how literally robotic and how dispassionate the front office is of the Red Sox? It's mind-numbing to me.
Is there a better example for how really just, you know, out of touch and displaced and just unaware that the Red Sox front office is other than the story? I mean, the story using an AI bot to do interviews. I mean, maybe for the initial interview, but the way June Lee was telling it, it was multiple interviews, all the way up to five interviews that they used the AI bot. Okay, maybe the first one just to kind of sift through the, I don't know, you know, the pile and try and separate guys. But I mean, for it to go the entire way, and it's for him to say, June Lee, and we'll play some of that audio, for him to say that, you know, the Red Sox want to fancy themselves after the Dodgers organization. He said it's night and day as far as just the comparisons between how the two, organizations run their business. But I just thought that story in particular kind of shows you how maybe out of touch and how impersonal this maybe front office is and how disconnected they are, probably just, you know, with you know, the management and the players below them. So I thought, Dan, that this was a highlight of that. I'm curious what you thought about that story.
Unfortunately, this is just a bit too consistent with a lot of what we've seen from this Red Sox group for a long time. There are two things that both kind of came out from this story, and it was the overuse of technology and analytics and kind of the easy way to go through analyzing things. And it's also cheap. I mean, that is, instead of having a physical person who you pay full-time salary plus benefits too, that's going through some of those resumes for whatever position they were interviewing for. So I feel like the same characteristics, Fitzy, that you saw described by June Lee in this job process, this AI takeover, can kind of loosely be connected to the way the roster has been handled and the way the Devers situation has been handled and the kind of the acknowledgement that, hey, as long as we're just competitive enough, we'll make enough money to keep ourselves competitive, keep Fenway Park full. And so this was kind of just a non-baseball example of some very common things we're seeing with this team.
So many thoughts on this. I mean, for the love of God, guys, this is not like if you've tried, Ted, to return something at Amazon on Amazon.com. Usually you can just drop it off at a Whole Foods. You don't even have to send it back. But you have to first talk to a bot on the website. Okay, mm-hmm. I can understand that. That makes sense. They're literally delivering millions and millions of items via their own delivery fleet every day. So obviously, some things are going to have to get returned. That makes sense. You want to get a refund or switch your flight, you're probably going to have to talk to some sort of AI bot via the website first before you ever possibly could get in touch with a human being. But to think that you have to talk to an AI bot in order to interview for a front office job or to work in player personnel, development, scouting, whatever with the Red Sox, it's just, Dan, it goes right into that idea of, my God, is the worst thing that happened to the Boston Red Sox winning four World Series this century or in the first 25 years of the century as opposed to going another 86 years with an unreversed curse and therefore kicking the organization into thrift mode? It's just mind-numbing to me. Let's actually hear from Jun Lee. Stiz, if you wouldn't mind playing that audio from his appearance last night on Early Edition. Jun Lee from Yahoo Sports. Okay, no worries. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll share that audio with you momentarily. But I think right now, Ted, I don't know what else we're going to learn that's going to allay the concerns, the fears, and the hurt that some in Red Sox Nation are going through watching their organization fall apart, or at least watching some of their favorite players be traded away and handled so clinically. Do we have the audio, Stiz?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, let's hearing stuff like this, Ted, does just damage that we weren't even prepared for. So here's Jun Lee on Early Edition last night on NBC Sports Boston.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. During this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was five rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization.
All right, five, not one, not two, five rounds of interviews. In fact, actually, Ted, our boys did their due diligence from the end of last night's show to today's show as well, uncovering some of the actual audio from these AI-generated interviews. Here's an WEEI Afternoons exclusive. This is audio from one of those AI-bot-generated Red Sox personnel interviews.
Hello, and thank you for choosing to interview for the Boston Red Sox front office. Would you please state your name and age, as well as relevant work experience that makes you the perfect candidate for this job?
How would you like that? How would you like to hear that, Ted? How would you like to actually think you've got an interview for the job of a lifetime, to work for the world champion Boston Red Sox, maybe one of the most famous sports organizations in North America, one of the premier baseball teams in Major League Baseball, four World Series this century, and it starts with...
Hello.
It's crazy. No, it's
you
crazy.
You had me at hello.
It's insane, but you know, this is another thing that... you know, thank you, Jun Lee, for doing some really
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Just deep dive into what's going on, because this is all fascinating stuff. But you know, the fact that Breslow, you know, brings in a consulting firm to called Sportsology to conduct an organizational audit, it's like it tells me that nobody has a clear vision. Nobody knows exactly what they want to do. You have maybe Sam Kennedy thinking it should be one thing, Breslow thinking it should be another thing. You got scouts that have been here for a long time in the baseball department that think, you know, Breslow is a stiff, right? And he got fired for saying as much. So it's all these varying, you know, opinions on how things should be done. And it's not one clear voice. I mean, we've seen it, you know, not work in other sports. I mean, we saw how the collaborative approach worked for the Patriots last year. It just didn't. Now everything's funneled through one person. There's not, I just don't know who the one person who the leader is of this team and whose vision it is. It's a lot of different people's visions and trying to make it work. Oh, and also, you know, the bot thing too. Also, Wu said, Jun Lee said that it felt like the Red Sox are trying to make this like a corporate Wall Street kind of firm. And this is the stuff they do in Wall Street, I get it, kind of. Like, if this is how they do conduct interviews, at least initially, I get it. But if sports is different, man. If sports is a totally different. All these guys, all these owners, and all these front office people want to turn sports into more mainstream businesses, and it doesn't work like that. And it's looking like it's not going to work in this case.
Yeah, no question about that. And Fitzy, I want to send it right back to you. But this whole thing is just it's the last thing that Red Sox fans need to hear right now. On top, after the Devers deal itself, to add all this onto it is just the last thing I needed for my day this morning. It ruined my coffee more than anything else.
Listen, I understand wanting to engage in cost cutting measures. I understand trying to have the most efficient model you possibly can for your organization, your front office. All the different inner workings and behind the scenes people, but to completely, people still play the games. We're not having AI generated games and entertainment. We're not running Sims. This isn't Madden. This is the taking the humanity out of it. Like you said, Dan, it's literally the worst thing you can hear in a world where we barely discuss a 6-game winning streak. We don't talk about winning 5 of 6 from the Yankees, 4 straight, and having a weekend Father's Day sweep of the Yankees as well. We don't even talk about the fact that they got absolutely blasted last night and embarrassed up in Seattle. Like, none of that. These are all tertiary and secondary stories now to how the Devers deal went down. Devers going out there and guys, to top it all off, it only makes it worse that yes, they lose 8-0 last night and that Walker Buehler gets waxed again. But then to hear the Jun Lee stuff, and then, of all things, to see Rafael Devers. Of course, this was happening at the tail end of our show yesterday. We finished our interview with Alex Cora around 5:30, got some good details about the timeline. We were all, you know, as you heard in that excellent montage at the beginning of the show, everything was quote-unquote in alignment. Breslow, Henry, Cora were in alignment about needing to deal away Devers. We heard about things possibly going down. They didn't want to have the rookies see any more bad behavior, bad precedent set. But to go from Rafael Devers screwing around with the Red Sox last week, you know, taking grounders at short and then not legging one out to first base against the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, to like 9 days later, Ted, he gets this giant introduction. The ballpark is applauding for him. All smiles, says he'll do whatever they want. He's already taking grounders at first for the San Francisco Giants, and in his debut game, massive thunderous applause for his 2-for-5 effort with an RBI, smiling, clapping, fist pumping on second base. I mean,
it's crazy.
How many different metaphorical middle fingers can you throw up to the organization that promised you $333 million?
Yeah. Just, you know what? And I it's a bizarre world right now for the Red Sox. I mean, you consider where we started at the beginning of spring training, like what the expectations were. Everybody was hyped, and then. And it really, it all, I think the cherry on top was when Bregman got here. That's when the excitement really accelerated. But that was almost the beginning of the end, right? Of maybe, who knows, maybe what might turn out to be a disastrous season, at least kind of a disastrous start, at least with Bregman here. And so to see kind of where we're at right now and see Devers all happy and smiley yesterday, it did feel really awkward, especially with the Red Sox getting drilled. So just the juxtaposition to the two games, kind of a hard thing to take for Red Sox fans. Look, if the Red Sox can somehow, I mean, through a lot of this dysfunction, I mean, they did win 6 games in a row. So you hope that maybe, just maybe, that the players, none of them seem to be that concerned with Rafi Devers moving on. I didn't really hear in their tones, other than maybe the former players had issues with it, but the current players didn't seem to have an issue with it. So you kind of hope that maybe they feel like, they can be the team that they want now and they can go do good things. But with all this other stuff behind the scenes, it just feels like it's going to be a very, very tough task for all of them to get on the same page and actually have a season that's, playoff bound and worthy of at least preseason expectations.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Let's go. Let's go.
That's to God. And you were taking victory laps on me yesterday, Nick.
Yeah, I was, and I still think they can be a great team. It's just that, look, here's the problem, Stiz, 100%, and you can rub it right back in my face today, one drop at a time. But honestly, like, you're going to have days like this. If we could have bet on, will Rafael Devers get a hit in his first game for the Giants? Whatever the odds were, we all should have laid the house, the money, and taken out a second mortgage on it as well. Could we bet on him taking grounders at first, or saying that he's a team player and a company man, and he'd be happy to do that for his new team? Of course he would. And coming up in our next break in just a few minutes, we've got audio from some Red Sox legends, they themselves, who had big personalities and were a bit of a handful at times as well, coming to the aid of the organization, and two, coming to the aid and rescue of Rafael Devers, which I think is fascinating that it is so polarizing to some recent Red Sox legends. But I just think of the poor fans too, guys. Like, Dan, if you're a Sox fan right now, try to remove yourself, from behind the producer's glass, from the microphone, from being involved in the media. All you want to do is pay too much money to go to a ball game or watch Nesson, or especially listen to the Red Sox radio network, and enjoy your team, raise your kids to be Sox fans, have a good time, make some memories. And instead now you're explaining to your kids like, oh, well, Rafael Devers, you see, they lied to him in the offseason, but he also acted like a baby. And they promised him all this money, and they couldn't ask for a good prospect because Mr. Henry decided he wanted all the money off the books. And it's just it's literally stripping all the joy out of one of the purest spring and summertime pleasures for all of us, which is baseball fandom.
And it's so concerning because Ken Rosenthal used the term pattern when describing the way that the Red Sox were going about the kind of the systematic dismantling of their roster year over year. And it's true. I mean, as fun as it is to see the signings and the dollars go out to guys like Bregman and Crochet and then Story and Yoshida, the very few seldom big contracts you have, there's a lot of inherent value to guys that fans are able to root for from game one of their career, as we're seeing with the Anthonys, the Myers, and the Campbells of the world. Buy the jersey, become a super fan. Say you were there when he hit his first home run, got his first hit, got his first win, whatever it is. And it just, solely as a fan, Fitzy, to your point, it just feels like there's kind of a lack of care about what the fan feels, because as long as the move benefits the bottom line, Ted, that's the move that's going to happen. And oftentimes it seems like in this iteration of Red Sox baseball, it is coming at the expense of the fandom.
It's tough because, I mean, I really thought they did more than they have in recent years. And, some think maybe, the most they've done since winning the World Series in 2018, going out and getting Crochet, signing Walker Buehler, bringing in, Chapman, and then Bregman, signing, Christian Campbell to a long term. So for the first time in a long time, it felt like, they were engaged. I mean, you got John Henry just smoking that big dog rocket, very proud of himself. And you know what? I thought the Bregman signing was a great signing. So all of that now is all that goodwill that you created, 2.5 months ago. It feels like you've taken a giant step back. Now, if they can kind of keep their winning ways going, if they can continue to pitch really well, like they have been, except last night, then you know what? Then people will shortly forgive them and we'll move on. But if it kind of just like it hovers around 500 or below 500 for most the rest of the season, people are gonna be very, very disappointed in it. And the one thing I do have a hard time with is kind of if you didn't like Rafi Devers and you didn't like how he was kind of conducting himself, what would you want the Red Sox to do? And that's the question. I don't know. What would you want them to do? Some would say, hey, figure it out. That's what Cora's here for. I think in I think Rafi's case, he was checked out. There was nothing anybody could say that was going to get him back on board, in my opinion, the rest of the way. So I kind of understand why the Red Sox did it, even though the fans, ultimately, a lot of them aren't going to like that, you know, the most popular player was shipped out of here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.